Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
It's hot.
In the words of Ric Flair,
woo!
Because, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 3 months, I'm sitting in this studio and I see Sam right there.
Hi, Sam.
And six Hi. Feet away from me is Dana Wright. I am not broadcasting from the living room of my own home.
Woo!
Woo!
Stooped over a chair.
Oh my God, the back pain. I swear to God, Intercom, you've got a bill coming your way that you have no idea how much it's going to cost.
Do you remember that scene in the movie Indecent Proposal where Demi Moore is just rolling around on a bed full of cash from the 1980s? I came into this studio and our stack is all neatly lined out. Everything's been sanitized. And I jumped up on the desk and rolled around on that stack like a complete crazy woman. And poor Jason Katz is in there and just his head just drops and he goes,
"Man, that's my stepmom.
Oh, God.
That's my stepmom. That's kind of weird." Let me tell you something. I never thought I would say this in my life. I miss the hell out of you. It is so good to be sitting, and we are properly distanced, 6 feet away from each other, maybe even a little bit more. I miss the hell out of you.
I miss the hell out of you because it is impossible to have a meaningful conversation over a very small computer monitor in your kitchen. Now, can you do it once or twice?
Sure.
Maybe when you're out of town.
Yeah, you never know.
You know, when the mood strikes you, yes. But for 12 weeks in a row.
Oh, my God. I honest to God, do not understand. And I'm being serious. I do not understand how people can work from home. Now, you know, maybe that's your thing. But you and I think I speak for you here, we're social creatures. There has to be, like, I've always made fun of you that you cannot be alone. You just can't do it. I can do about 2 hours a day alone, and then I need some human, and I don't mean-
You start to tick?
No, And I'm not doing this in a perverted way. I need human contact. I need to be with someone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was telling Kelly this morning, you know, I was supposed to work out at her house, but over the last 3 months, you've seen me on the Zoom. I've been hunched over this chair, and it has destroyed my back. And I woke up this morning, and I woke up at 6 a.m., which is normal.
Yeah.
Okay? I didn't get out of bed until 9. I laid in bed for 3 hours because my back hurts so badly.
But I do believe it will go back more quickly than you think it will. Oh, now that you are sitting in a normal...
In a normal $500 chair.
Also remind you, Samuel, who was the first person to say on day 3 or 4... 3 months ago,
that we needed to get Mr. Parks a desk.
How many times did I tell you that your back was going to be destroyed because you looked like you were stooped over on a toilet?
I was.
And you were like, oh, this is my, you know what he said? Okay. This is my setup. You stay in your lane.
Yep.
Don't worry about my setup. I like my setup. I go, all right, hey, you like your setup? Fine.
We have audio evidence. Yeah,
I know that we do because I said it about 100 times.
Did we really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
You're like, well, you stay in your lane. Leave my two chairs alone. I'd like my two chairs.
I don't want a desk. Don't need a desk.
I believe I used the phrase, this is not sustainable.
Well, you were right.
Ergonomically sustainable.
That's what I said. Yes.
No, I swear to God, I woke up this morning and... We were supposed to work out at Kelly's at 8 o'clock, and Sarah was upstairs at my house, and she always works out with us, and I called her from my room.
Yeah.
And she goes, hello? And I go, hey, babe, I'm sorry. Did I wake you up? She goes, yeah. And I go, we're not working out today. And she goes, why not? And I said, I can't feel my back.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not getting out of this bed until I absolutely have to get out of this bed.
I have something for you that will help. You cannot have it, but you can borrow it.
Is it OxyContin?
Look up the Theragun.
I beg your pardon?
It's called the Theragun. Look it up. I'll bring it in.
Theragun?
That's what it's called. I'll bring it in tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's used for something else.
Well,
yeah,
they
I was
going to
say, that sounds like something you get down at...
use it. It was actually on Tyreek Hill the first time anyone saw it. They were using it on his quad or something he had pulled down on the sidelines at a Chiefs game. And very quickly it took off. Everyone was like, what was that thing they had on Tyreek Hill? Well, then the golf shop started selling them. And it's shaped like a big triangle. It looks like an old-fashioned mixer. You know, the kind of mixer that you'd like mix cake batter with, Scott?
Okay.
But it punches your back at 600 times a second. And I'm telling you.
Sounds like last night.
And it has 3 attachments. And you can pick, you know, the pointy attachment or the round attachment. And it just bangs the hell. And you cannot do it for too long. You get like, what they say is 2 minutes. You don't do any more than 2 minutes.
Raising.
That says, right, there's a warning label on it. And I'll have the kids come in and then you gotta.
What does it sound like?
You'll make noise when you're doing it.
Oh my word. Oh my word.
Look up the Theragun. Change your life. I let my dad borrow it. I'm like, I'm going to need that back.
Oh, Craig's into it.
Oh, dad loves the Theragun.
Dad loves the Theragun.
We share.
Phrasing.
Sounds so bad. Sounds so bad.
But it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring it in. You can borrow it, but then you're going to want one.
But is it like deep pulsating?
It is painfully wonderful.
By the way, you both have 2 clocks in there now?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're late.
Pick one.
Five, seven, six, seven, seven,
just
nine,
so
eight.
Happy to be here.
fast she was, just a walking down the street singing. Do what did it, did it, dumb did it do? Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. Do what did it, dumb did it do? She looked good, looked good. She looked fine. Looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Do what did it, did it, dumb did it do?
We're going to get a coronavirus conversation in here in a little bit.
I think we should make today the final coronavirus conversation.
Really?
Yes.
Because you and I are actually for the first time in 90 days sitting in front of each
today
other?
Today is a new day. Mm. And I like the quarantine conversation.
I do too.
When we were in quarantine.
Joel Nichols last night I thought was really funny.
Oh, he was so funny. Very, very funny. But yeah, I think today we do a final quarantine conversation.
Who do you want it to be?
Let me think about that.
Okay. Here are your choices.
Okay.
Ryan Lefevre.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Grunhard.
Mm-hmm.
I could put a call out to Ryan Lilja.
Mm-hmm.
Former Chiefs player. Used to play center with the Indianapolis Colts. Mark Alford.
Mm-hmm.
whoa. What was that?
He's texting us right now.
Mark Alford is?
Yeah.
What does he want?
Just say hi. He's glad we're back.
Oh.
I bet you he'd do it. We should do a final quarantine conversation.
Maybe we should do several. Just because I actually liked the quarantine conversation.
I don't, because it reminds me of quarantine, and
I had a
nervous breakdown around week 12.
Can we not just have fun conversations with people without relating it to coronavirus?
Yeah, which is basically what they are.
Why don't we rename it not a quarantine conversation?
Just a fun conversation while we're all quarantining.
While we all happen to be.
The new name, Thank God We're Back Conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original quarantine conversationalist was Mark Alford.
He was the first one, wasn't he?
He was, indeed. And I don't know why it's only news people that use the word indeed.
This is Mark.
Mark Alford, you're on the air. It's Scott Parks and Dana Wright.
Hello.
What
are you doing?
Am I live?
You're live, baby.
Oh, I can't take it.
You know you're.
I can't do live.
Where are you?
I gotta follow the teleprompter. That's my ground rules.
Such a nerd.
That's in my contract. I need M&Ms, Perrier water, a teleprompter, and it must be taped. Otherwise, you will see through me for who I really am.
Do you have to run your own prompter, or do you guys still have a prompter boy?
Well, I don't use that term. But we do have a teleprompter operator in the morning. And then we have a, we do our own at noon, which is kind of fun, actually, because I don't really follow the prompter. And so the teleprompter operators are always frustrated with me because they're trying to guess what I'm going to say next.
Right.
And they're trying to keep up with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I condense things. I add context. I add perspective. I condense. And sometimes I expand, and so they're going, holy crap, what is he going to say next?
Yeah, you're an off-script kind of guy.
That's what our show, that's one of the reasons. I mean, I'm not the only part of our show, but that's one of the mm-hmm. reasons people watch. They're thinking, what in the hell is he going to say next? So on the noon show, we have gone to
self-prompting?
Yes, self-prompting. Kind of with that tool that you were talking about.
Yeah, you're a self-prompter. Do you use a foot pedal or is it a crank? Like a...
One of the things about, and you remember this from anchoring, when you do like an hour of news, a lot of it is in the pacing, and it's like driving a stick shift sports car.
Mm.
Sometimes you want to go fourth gear. Sometimes you want to go third gear. It depends on the story.
Right.
And so you drive the attitude and the feeling of the story by your pacing. And I can control my pacing when I control the teleprompter. But anyway, the bosses hate it, but I love it.
They don't like you very much, do they?
We all get along. We all get along. We have a new news director now. He's really cool.
Good.
I really like him, except he's been there like 6 months. I've probably seen him twice because of the virus.
Yeah.
And then he had a mask on, so I didn't even recognize him. I said, who are you? I'm the news director.
Who let you in? I'm your boss.
I thought you were Jesse James.
Be well, brother. We got to run.
Bye.
You're the original.
Yeah.
576-7798. Dana writes, I'm Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. One final coronavirus conversationalist on later on this afternoon. And being that we're in the building, I'm almost inclined to say it might be time for a little family feud.
Oh, yes!
Yes. Maybe we'll do that a little bit later this afternoon.
We were not able to get that done because mm-hmm. How do you buzz? It just doesn't.
Can't buzz.
There's certain things that don't work.
Nope.
When you're not in the studio.
Nope, that's right.
Like the show.
Yep.
Doesn't work.
First day back in the building. Oh my God, it's so good to be back.
Like, see how you say a sentence and then I say it, and then you say a sentence and then I say one, and it works.
And you're not tripping over each other every single time.
It was just, there was a delay. And so anyone, I know this is a little inside baseball, it would be like you saying your husband tonight, honey, what do you want for dinner? And then it comes out, honey, what do you want for dinner?
Sorry?
For everyone
that
listening,
that was the weirdest analogy I've ever
heard.
I think that might be the weirdest
to
ever.
Explain what a delay would be like for anyone else in everyday life.
Okay, no, here I can do it. You ready?
Yeah.
Honey, what do you
honey,
want?
Honey, what do
no,
you want?
No, wait, stop.
Stop.
This is going well.
This is going well.
This is going well.
That's actually an echo, not a delay.
That's actually an echo.
That's what a delay sounds
that's
like.
That's what it sounded like for me every day. Not for you, but for me.
Yeah. Anyway, it is good to be back in the building.
Hoy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got a text, or check that, an email yesterday. I think it came in at like 1:42 from the boss downstairs. And he said he had talked to the boss, and he wanted us back in the building. And I literally, my knees are so shot, and my house is all hardwood floor. I got on my knees on the floor. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
When are you going to get your knees replaced?
It's going to be a while. What do you care?
Well, because
it's
I know
you.
Well, I know so many people who've had it done. My husband desperately needs to have it done, and he's stubborn and still hasn't.
You want to tell everybody what he had done this morning?
No, I don't, Scott. But I'm curious when you are going to have it done, because it's painful, but it's not as bad as it used to be. They've kind of perfected to the extent that they can.
I'll get them fixed when I want to get them fixed. I don't want to. My doctor has told me when you can't do what you normally want to do.
Like walk.
I can walk.
Okay.
I can't run. Hence my gut.
Did you see the meme over the weekend that said, do people running marathons know that they don't have to do that?
It's not a requirement.
Favorite meme of all
time. You know,
time.
It's so funny you say that. My brother ran believe it or not, Wichita has their own marathon.
Okay.
And my brother ran the Wichita Marathon a couple years ago. His body has not been the same since. Nope. And he trained.
Yeah.
And my brother is athletic. And he ran 26.2 miles.
There,
is that
there
what it
are
is?
People who do these things all the time. One of my best friends did a half, trained and wanted to do, I don't know if it was Rock the Word Parkway, it was one of the ones around here,
mm-hmm.
but trained and did it and is incredibly fit. And she said, I wanted to check the box to see if I could do it. I did it. So help me, I will never do. Like, there was no joy. It was more like, I've done it. I'm never, ever doing that again.
Why would anyone, honest to God, and I'm not kidding, why would you run a marathon? What's the
because point? Because for some people, that is their Everest. Like, that is their, and I've got a really good friend, Annie, who is a runner. I mean, you just, when you see her, you think, well, she's a runner. She looks like a runner. She's built like a runner.
Whatever.
I didn't get those genes. And she runs them all the time, and it is her endorphin release. It, for some people, and I've never understood this, you get a high from that awful-looking thing, which I don't understand. Like, I'll see people in the dead of winter out running, and I think,
you're an idiot. What?
Well, everybody can reach that runner's high. You just have to know how far you have to push yourself to get to that runner's high.
No, and I so will that's never, what... Sam, as long as I live, running, get anything other than agony and misery out of it. And you're, it's one or the other, and you were a runner, Sam.
I was,
and,
yes.
And it's like... It's like me to explain to you what it's like to give birth. You either have done it and you get it, or you haven't and you don't.
Let me tell you this, and I'm not looking the story up. I read it about 2 years ago in like Men's Health or something. I don't remember. And I'm going to clean this up as best I can. But there was a study that found that a third of women, and no men, okay, but a third of women have a you-know-what when they work out.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just saying.
I just want to die every second, and I cuss, and I hate it.
Mm-hmm. But a third of women have a you-know-what when they work out. And the word is not turd.
Well, they might have that, too.
Thank you. Thank you for being so descriptive. No. I get no joy. And I don't know if it's because no one on my mom's side exercised or no one on my dad's side exercised. Maybe that's it. I just don't come from any line.
Just doesn't run through the blood.
It does not.
From the text line, no disrespect, Scott. Why would anyone have a kiss cave? Why wouldn't you? Don't ask stupid questions.
Well, I don't know that you get an endorphin high from sitting in a room.
By the way, and this texter is right on. I love people with this bumper sticker that says 0.0.
Yeah, ain't happening.
You're so awesome.
Those are my people.
0.0. I'm like, oh, you're one of us.
What gives you that endorphin high?
Well, I mean, I don't have a you-know-what. I'll be honest. I was talking to my psychologist the other day about this. Right before we begin the show every day, and I'm not doing this to blow smoke up anything, but there is a brief moment. Don't look at me like that, you weirdo.
Where is this going?
Hang on, friend. There is a brief moment.
Very brief.
What is going on here?
I'm not really sure.
Anyway.
There is a brief moment right before the show starts when I hear the music where I get really nervous. It's not endorphin. It's not...
Right.
But there's a brief moment every day right before we start the show where I get just a little bit nervous, and it makes me anxious, and it makes me feel good.
Okay.
And... once we get the show going, I feel... Stop looking at me like I'm a weirdo.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you.
With your Phil Mickelson hat on.
No. Oh, I love Phil.
I just get a little bit nervous every day right before we start the show. And
yeah,
it kind of gets my engine running.
Okay.
Okay. And then he goes back to grumpy old man.
Okay. I see. You know what? Maybe I'll just go home. Maybe I'll do this from the Comrex today. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to have time. But the two of you are driving me crazy, and I really looked forward to seeing you today.
It's been 44 minutes. We finally broke him. Finally broke him.
What about you? What gets your engine running? Golf.
With the physical, well, you know what golf does? It's not an endorphin release. It's an anxiety reducer, where I follow that stupid little ball around, and I don't think about the problems of the world. I really don't. I don't look at my phone. It's the only time, and it's a lovely 4-hour span of time, where I'm out, I'm walking, I'm getting vitamin D, and I really don't think about anything else but following that stupid ball around. It knocks out my ADD. Does that make sense? And I don't know why, but it does.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to make fun of you for the things that you do that make you less anxious. So go ahead.
Endorphin release. We've talked about this. Cards, gambling. I feel that.
Oh, well.
Happiness.
If we're going to go that route, then drinking would probably do it for me, but I can't do that anymore.
Seeing the kids, I get a little, happy. And smelling babies. They've studied that. That is a...
For women, not for men.
For women, your happy center in your brain lights up when you see that baby. And it definitely does for me.
I smell a baby, I think, damn, I just lost another $750 a month.
Wow. Wow.
I hope your daughters are not listening.
Always pee on my good stories.
It took a turn.
They're jokes. Come on, guys. Come on. Mm-hmm. 5-5-7-6-7-7-9-8. It feels good. Yeah. It feels good. Are you dropping Tony on this show right now?
Hell yeah.
Oh, my word. Yes, please. Love this band. Barbara in Independence. Barbara, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hello,
hey, listen, I just wanted to say that yesterday you were so excited to come back with your coworker, mm-hmm. and now you're all ready to go home again.
No.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
What did I say that made you think I wanted to go home?
I thought you said you wanted to go home when they were irritating you a few minutes ago.
Well, they were
slight irritation. Slight.
Just mild annoyance.
Anyway, I wanted to say one more thing. My husband thinks you're kind of a jerk to people, and I think you're one of the smartest people I know.
Barbara, you remind me of a listener many years ago who came up to me at a live remote, and she was the sweetest thing. She said hi. I think she gave me a hug or shook my hand.
You talking about the woman up at Zona Rosa?
No. Oh. This was a different woman. And she looked at me and she goes, I just want to say I love listening to you and Scott. And then she pauses, Barbara, and she goes, my husband hates your guts.
I remember that.
And I go, oh. And then, Scott, you were there. She repeated it. She goes, no, he hates your guts. And I go, I have a nice day.
Barbara, what have I done that your husband thinks I'm a jerk?
I don't know, just some of the things you say to people, but I think you're very smart.
You. Is he there right now?
No, he's at work, so he doesn't know I'm ratting on him. Mm. I'll have him call in someday and he can tell you what he thinks.
Oh, that's okay. We're good.
No.
Okay.
Have him call. No, seriously, Barbara, have him call in. That's fine.
Okay, I will.
I'm not going to hurt my feelings.
Okay.
Okay.
But what I think matters more than what he thinks, so don't worry about it.
I agree, Barbara. You tell him I agree.
Okay.
Barbara, you be well. Be safe, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Right. Okay, let's see what we got here. Major League Soccer and their players have ratified a CBA, finalized plan to resume the 2020 season. Let's see. The 2020 Major League Soccer season will resume after all, following the league and the MLS Players Association ratifying a new collective bargaining agreement that will run through 2025. Let's see. They plan to resume the 2020 season, which would have all 26 teams in Orlando Okay, now, can somebody explain this to me?
Why Orlando?
The NBA is doing the same thing. Why is everybody going to Orlando?
Oh, I know why. I can tell you why. Because my daughter, this year and last year, went down there for the World Cheer Competition.
Okay.
Okay. The ESPN Center is there and is this enormous, I mean, Scott, it's a campus. Think Sprint campus. Enormous ESPN Center of
basketball
court, of the wide world
fields.
Of sports. That's why.
Hmm.
You almost have to see it to believe it in its size and scope. It's probably the only place that could hold it.
All right. So basically, I bought my season tickets, which I do every year.
Yep.
I got to go to one game.
Yep.
Before all hell broke loose.
Yep.
I better be getting my money back.
Elton John's giving me my money back.
Well, Sporting better give me my money back because I went to one game. One game.
Yeah.
And then the season just went. After the players' union submitted its counterproposal to the league's proposal on amendments to the CBA, I don't even understand the words coming out of my mouth. After public response to the league's stance, MLS pushed back its deadline to Wednesday at noon. The players' who wrote that?
When we come back, this was on KMBZ.com. The last person, Scott, to receive Civil War era pension money has died. Her name is Irene, and we will talk about her when we come back. Sweet Irene.
Civil War pension money.
Civil War pension money. Did you know that was a thing?
The Civil War ended 160 years ago.
I'm aware. Give or take.
Yeah, give or take a couple of years, yeah. So she was not a widow.
Irene Triplett, the last person receiving a pension from the U.S. Civil War, has died at the age of 90. Ms. Triplett's father started fighting in the war for the Confederacy, but defected to the North in 1863.
Huh.
We will talk about that pension when we come back, because that is fascinating, and I didn't even know we were paying descendants of that war.
Is she being paid because her dad fought for the North or because he fought for the South?
I have many questions. And it's a Wall Street Journal article, so you are going to have to provide the answers.
Okay. Telephone number here is 576-7798. That is also the new text line. Just make sure you throw a 913 in front of it. 576-7798. Good to be back home. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.